Hello and welcome to the call, to the Online Marketing Mastery call. This is Rick Cooper. Thank you for joining me today. I've got a great call planned for you. Today's call will include 30 minutes of content and 30 minutes of Q&A. You can check your email for a copy of the notes from today's call. And to ask a question or to share a win, you can email me at rick@socialmediaoutcomes.com. And a great place to be while you're on the call today is out on Facebook. Join me out in the Online Marketing Mastery Facebook group. You can find that by going out to the email that I sent earlier today with the notes, and then click on the link, which will lead you out to the page, and then you can post a message to say hello there. And let's set a goal for the call today. Let's set a comment goal for today of 25 comments. All right, 25 comments. So go ahead and share your takeaways in the group as we go through the interview. Okay. And our topic today we'll get into in just a moment is on online video. Now, you can also check out the recordings for today's call, and you can go out to the membership page. And, again, the link for the recordings is out on the email that I sent you earlier today. The Online Marketing Mastery Program is a 12-week program that's designed to help you implement systems online to generate leads and earn sales. And there are 12 modules of content. Now, I wanted to do a quick review and let you know that there's an upcoming free webinar that I'm doing this Friday, and I encourage you to attend. The topic is on 5 common mistakes that people make with their websites, and you can get access to that webinar. You can register for it by going to socialmediaoutcomes.com/website-mistakes. That's socialmediaoutcomes.com/website-mistakes, and I will share the link in the Facebook page. I just shared it out there on the pinned post. You can go out there and click on that and register for it. It'll be on Friday at 11 a.m., and I will be recording that. So if you're not able to make it live, go ahead and register for the call anyway, for the webinar, and I will get the details out to you. All right, let's go ahead and dive right in. Today's topic is on online video. And by the way, I'm expecting to have a special guest on the call today, and they'll be joining me here in about 10 minutes or so. And I'm going to have them come on for about 5 minutes and share a few tips related to online videos. But in the meantime, I want to jump in and share some of the content here today. So first of all, why use videos to market your business? What's the big deal about videos? Well, I think one of the benefits to video is that it gives you the opportunity to develop a high level of trust and rapport. So video, when people, especially when they see you on video and hear you talking, that it helps them get connected to you in terms of the value. I've lately been stepping up my activity related to recording videos. I have a goal to record 10 videos by the end of the year. So that's a couple weeks away. I recorded one video last week, and I recorded 2 videos this week, and I published one of them up on YouTube and this week, and I also put one up on the Facebook, directly on my Facebook page. And that's something to think about, is that not only can you publish videos out on YouTube, but you can also share them out on Facebook as well. And one of the reasons you might want to do it is typically you're probably going to get more interaction out on if you post it directly to Facebook than if you publish it first on YouTube and then share it to Facebook. And that's not to say that you shouldn't share it also out on YouTube, but just that if you want to get more of a response out on Facebook, then you should probably try to publish it first on Facebook and then upload it out to YouTube. So I'm going to share a link to one of the videos that I did, and this is my online video this week, and it's on creating a blogging editorial calendar. And oops, I think it didn't work because I'm looking at it here and it didn't actually share it. So let me delete that and redo it. Okay, and then I'll share the link again. All right, good. That worked that time. So how to create a blogging editorial calendar. And if you're just listening to the recording of this and you don't have access to the link, then the way that you can get access to my videos is by going to youtube.com/socialmediaoutcomes. youtube.com/socialmediaoutcomes. That will pull up my video, and you can watch that. You can get access to all my videos out there. And again, I'm creating more new videos every week. And so I'll have another 7 done before the end of the year here and get those all shared out on YouTube as well. So I encourage you to get into action and to create some videos. And I'm going to share a lot more tips today on how to do that. Now, another reason why you should use videos in your business is that it helps to create massive leverage. When you create a video, well, just think of it this way. What are the ways that you can communicate with people? Well, for most people, it's picking up the phone and calling people, or going out to networking events and talking to people, or going to events and conferences. But each form of communication where you're talking to people one-on-one, that means when you're speaking, then only one person is hearing you. Now, there are, of course, ways that you can speak to multiple people at once. You could go out and do some public speaking, speak to groups and share a message. You can also host teleseminars and webinars or Google Hangouts as a way to reach people. But one of the nice things about an online video is that you create that video once, and then from that point forward, then people can go out and watch that video. So instead of you having to do multiple live presentations, for instance, they could just go watch one video. And the other thing is with videos, they're shorter. Like if you go and present, you're probably going to be talking somewhere between 30 to 60 minutes. And so there's a lot of value in doing that. You could lead somebody to a next step in working with you. But with a video, videos are great for reaching out and connecting with new people. So you can share your videos on social media. You can also attract people through YouTube. So people that are searching for videos online based on the content that you're creating. Like if somebody goes out and types in blogging editorial calendar, in fact, let me just pop out there real quick. I'm just kind of curious to see what kind of result that will get. And I just published that video this week, so I don't know if that my video is going to come up that quickly. But I'm just going to type blogging editorial calendar, and we'll see what kind of response that I get here on YouTube, and I'll tell you here in a moment. 1,850 results for blogging editorial calendar. And I'm going to scroll down and see if mine pops up anywhere. Oh, there we go, page 2. So I'm already on page 2 out of 1,850 results. So that's pretty good. I would say that's pretty good that I created a brand new video, I published it on YouTube, and just based on those 3 keywords, blogging editorial calendar, it's already pulling up on page 2. So that shows the power of creating videos and publishing them online. In fact, I'm going to do a screenshot of this. Let's see here. You know what? I'll just publish this as is. Let me see if I can add this link into the Facebook group so you can take a look at it. I'm going to add a picture here. And by the way, I encourage you to take screenshots of things. Whenever you come across something that's useful, it's like, oh, this would be useful to have, you know, information on. Just take a quick screenshot of it. Because what that allows you to do is that then you can always go back and look at that information. So screenshots can be very helpful when you want to just, you know, grab something quickly to take a look at and leverage that. Okay, let's see. Now I'm looking for the screenshot that I just saved. 10-8. Wait, that's not it. Hang on. Here it is. I think this is it. All right, let me see if it'll open it and save this. All right, there we go. It's kind of a really small screenshot. Let me see. So I'll say, after one day, my video is on page 2 for blogging editorial calendar. All right, and I just shared that. So you can go out to the page there. The picture is a little bit small, but if you click on it, it should pull the picture up, and you can actually see the picture kind of in full screen there. And you can see the keyword in the upper left corner. You can see where it says page 2 in the upper right corner out of 1,850 results. And you'll see my picture right on that, or my video. It's the second one down on the second page. Now, another reason to create videos is that it's similar to a face-to-face presentation. So when you're recording a video, it's like you're standing in front of someone talking to them. By the way, I just want to acknowledge Susan Schlieff is with us on the call today. I'm going to bring Susan on in a couple minutes here, and Susan's going to share a couple tips on online video. So let me share two more ideas, and then I'll bring Susan on. Another reason to do videos is that it's a way to duplicate yourself online. So, you know, I like implementing strategies that, you know, not only will generate results today, but will generate results 30 days from now, 60 days, 90 days, a year, 5 years from now. And so by creating videos, those videos go out there and they'll be online literally forever. And so what's nice about that is that you can systematically develop content. You can publish videos online, and then people will come out there over time and watch those videos, and you can use those videos, for instance, as a way to generate leads. Matt Carter said, click-throughs on a video are often much higher than a standard website listing on the front page of Google. If you see a video in the Google results, it stands out a lot more than a regular website listing does, so it tends to attract more clicks. And I was doing a search earlier today while doing a webinar on keywords, and one of my videos came up within the second page of Google. And so, you know, it stands out. You know, you can see that little video image on there, and, you know, that can be very effective, is by creating videos, then people will find it as they're searching on Google. All right, let me go ahead and bring Susan on, and Susan's also going to be doing a webinar coming up at 5 p.m. Pacific time, so she's going to share the details at the end of or after she shares the tips. So are you there, Susan?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Okay, perfect. Yes, welcome to the call today. Feel free to tell us a few tips about how to use online videos to grow your business.
Sure. I guess probably the first thing that is most important to me is that there are many, many, many ways to use it. You know, I mean, we think normally of posting a video on our website or putting it on YouTube, but video can be used for almost any kind of communication. One of the things that I'm going to be talking tonight on my Hangout is about creating holiday greetings with a video. Instead of just posting a greeting on social media that's got a picture and some words or whatever, you can create a little video, maybe a 30-second or one-minute video with a holiday greeting. Or you can even send that video in an email. Now, you don't actually send the video, but what you can do is take a screenshot of it and then link it to your video either on your own website or on YouTube, so that when people click on that picture in the email, it will actually click through to where the video is and start playing it. So, you know, it's just a little bit more interesting kind of greeting than the typical thing. And, you know, with all of the flood of information we get, especially on social media, anything you can do to make yours stand out is worth it. So video is great for that. And the other thing I'll mention is an easy way to get more, well, you might not agree with me that's easy once I say it, but it is easy once you get past the initial learning. Using Hangouts, Google Hangouts, is the way that a lot of people are starting to build up their video portfolio, because it automatically records the Hangout and then posts it directly into your YouTube channel. So as soon as the Hangout's over, you have a new video in your channel. And it's a great way to either do a live Hangout with audience to participate and ask you questions and things, or you can just do a Hangout all by yourself and use it as a way to record a video. That way you don't have to worry about any kind of video editing software. You don't even have to have a video camera. You can just use your webcam. So the quality is not quite the same as if you used a better camera, but it's at least a way to get it done, get it recorded, get it posted on YouTube. And so, you know, once you get the, and it's really not that hard to get started with Hangouts. There is a little bit to learn at the beginning, but it's a lot of people are finding it a really easy way to build up their video portfolio. Any questions or anything you specifically want me to talk about, Rick?
No. I think you've shared a couple great tips for folks. So if you want to share details about your upcoming webinar tonight and let people know about that, that would be great.
I will. There are several ways you can get to it. First of all, it starts right after Rick's call is over. If you come in late, that's not a problem. And what I'll be doing is showing five easy, either free or low-cost ways to create an animated holiday video greeting. And believe me, that's going to be simple, secret kind of stuff. I'm not going to be showing you how to do animation. We're going to take animations that already exist and apply them to make our videos. So you can either get the information on my Facebook page, which is PowerPoint Queen Rules, or you can go to my Google Plus community, which is Creative Marketing TV. And you can find the community page there and the event page. Or you can go to my website, and there's a registration page there. Although that's probably not the best way, because that's not going to take you directly to the Hangout. Going to Google Plus would be the fastest way to get there once I get ready to launch it. So look for Creative Marketing TV. You know what I'll do, Rick, if it's okay with you, because I'm going to launch it in about 10 minutes. And then once I grab the URL, once it's live, I can post that in your group. And then if anybody does want to come on, all they have to do is click when your call is over.
Great.
Okay. Thanks so much for letting me come on and share about that and share some video tips. You know I love video, so I always like talking about it.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Susan, and sharing that. And I encourage folks to go out and participate in Susan's webinar tonight. She does a great job on doing presentations, and I know you'll learn a lot from that as well. So thanks, Susan.
And, you know, even if people can't make it to the live one, just watch for the recording later.
Excellent. Very good. All right. Thanks, Susan.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So let's continue on. I want to talk about the process of creating videos, what it takes to get into action to create videos. And one day I decided that I hadn't been recording many videos lately, and I wanted to get into action. And so I set a goal that I wanted to create 6 videos. And I thought that was pretty ambitious. I actually did it on a Sunday. And so instead of just resting and relaxing, I decided to get into action and do some videos. It was like the only day of the week that I didn't have anything to do. And so I started planning out what videos to create. And what I did was I mapped out a general sequence of different videos, the different topics that I wanted to create. And then I started creating the videos one by one. So I took the first idea, and I broke it down, and I said, okay, here's what I want to share. And keep in mind, I didn't fully script these out. I was looking at, you know, what ideas am I comfortable talking about that I can just quickly create a video on. And by the way, when I talk about creating online videos, I recommend that you keep your videos short, about 2 to 3 minutes long. And that's actually a little bit more difficult than it sounds. I find that a lot of times when I sit down and record videos, I end up with more like 4 minutes of content. And I really want to get it down to 2 to 3 minutes. So you really have to kind of be choosy about what information to share. So I worked on each one of the videos one at a time. I mapped it out in terms of what I wanted to share. And by the way, I find it helpful to draw out notes on a post-it note or an index card and have that in front of me. And that way you have something if you get stuck, you can just look at your note really quickly. It's not something where you're going to be reading it like a script. It's just something that you can refer to grab your attention real quick to let you know about what ideas to share. And so then after I created each video, then I turned around and I uploaded the video up to YouTube. And I want you to, when you create your videos, ideally, what I would suggest as you're getting started is don't worry about doing any editing on the videos. Just record a video of you talking and then go ahead and publish that online. And as time goes on, then you can do some more complex things. Susan's got a whole range of strategies she uses to create videos, and when she covers her webinar tonight, she'll talk specifically about you know, creating holiday greetings as a video. So there's all sorts of strategies, but the quickest, easiest video to do is just to film yourself of you talking, and you can turn around and then immediately post that video online. And what's nice about that is, so there's a speed to marketing. When you're trying to implement strategies, I recommend that you implement them as quickly as possible. So if you record a video and then if you publish it online, then it's done. It's out there and you can immediately begin sharing it. And that's another thing. When I posted my video out on YouTube yesterday, I immediately turned around and I posted it out on Facebook. And the faster that you can turn something around and get it out there, the faster that people can begin to benefit from the information. And then, of course, the video that I recorded and then uploaded directly to Facebook, then that video was out there and available as well. In fact, let me see this real quick here. Let me go out to my Facebook page. There's a way that you can access your videos on your Facebook page. And let me see if I can find the link here real quick. It might be under photos. Let's see, albums, videos. Okay, here we go. Okay, there we go. All right, I'm going to click and share this link. Actually, the link's kind of strange. I'll share it anyway. It's kind of a really long link, but I'll pop it into the Facebook page here. Let's see, and hang on just a second. I see that Gary's also posting in the group. Hi, Gary. I had problems to keep trying. Yeah, for whatever reason, the bridge line seems to be a little bit funky tonight. I usually don't have any problems with it. So feel free if you have problems, just keep trying to dial in if you have an issue with it. All right, let me continue on, and I will share the link out to the video. So you can publish videos directly on Facebook, and those videos will then be accessible. You know what? That might actually not work. Let me just pull up the video, the link directly to the video, and I'll share that. Okay. And what's nice about that is when you publish it directly to YouTube, YouTube is going to give you preference for that video versus other videos posted directly through YouTube. So think about how you can create videos and then post them online and use that as a way to create more visibility for what you're doing. All right, for whatever reason, that doesn't seem to be working as well. Let me try one more thing here. Here we go. I'll try this and see if this link works. Maybe the third time is a charm. And tough to tell. All right. You'll have to go check it out and see. I put three links up there. I'll try to delete the other ones that aren't applicable. But I want you to experiment with creating some videos and then posting them out on Facebook and see what kind of interaction that you get from people. It's also simple for people to share, although in this case it was not difficult to copy the link for it, but there is a place on a video where you can click and share it. And let's see. You can edit the video if you were the person who created it. You can embed the post somewhere. And you can also get the link here as well. Okay. Now, let me give you a couple of other ideas that you can get into action on. So one reason that I love videos is that videos are personal. People love videos. And people love going through YouTube and looking for videos. How often do you go through YouTube and just search for different topics and look for videos that you can watch? I love finding videos on marketing and sales and other business topics. Sometimes I'll just get a person in my mind like, oh, I want to go watch Les Brown videos. And then I'll go out and type in Les Brown on YouTube, and it'll bring up a bunch of videos, and I'll go watch them. So what's nice about that is if you're posting videos, if you're creating them on a regular basis, if people want to go watch your videos, then it can be easy for them to find you and watch them. And if you're sharing your videos out on social media, out on your blog, out on through email, then people are going to see those videos, and that might encourage them to want to watch more. It's like when you watch one video, you feel inspired to want to watch another one because the videos go by so quick. And if you enjoyed the information, then it's like, oh, wow, I want to watch more. You know, what else is available? And then you start searching, and then you might find more. So you want to keep creating videos over time because it gives people an opportunity to learn. It gets people connected to you. It builds trust and rapport. And, again, you can lead people to a next step in working with you. Now, what makes a good video? Well, good videos are interesting to watch. You know, here's the thing. In most cases, you're probably not going to be able to just go and create a viral video in the sense that you're creating something that, you know, a ton of people are going to go watch and share. But you are creating something that would be valuable to your audience, something that would be beneficial for people to, you know, learn from you. They're getting some ideas. They're getting some tips and information that they'll benefit from. Videos also, a good video teaches you something. You learn something from the process of it. You gain some additional information, something that you didn't know. In fact, I was watching, I posted my video yesterday, and then one of my clients, Brian, posted a link to his video on my post. And he added a comment there, and he said, hey, is this what you're suggesting? And so I went and I watched his video, and so it was very easy for me just to click the link and then go out to YouTube and watch that video. And then I gave him some feedback on it, and I think he did a great job of creating the video. It was easy to understand him. He did a live demonstration. He actually pulled up Facebook and was talking about a technique regarding engaging with people. And, you know, so that's another example of a type of video that you can create. You can do some kind of a live demonstration online. You don't even have to have a set of PowerPoint slides. You could just record what you're doing on screen and then talk about it. And, you know, so when he started his video out, he was on his Facebook page. And so you could see his name there. You could see his picture. He's talking. He's sharing information. Then he's clicking through and going to a number of web pages. Think about what you can do to create videos and post them online. And by the way, if you don't have a YouTube channel, I do encourage you to get one. I'll talk about that in a moment. Another characteristic of a good video is that it makes you want to watch another video. And part of that means you need to deliver enough value in the video. So people need to feel like they've learned something, they've gotten some value, and that there's more that they want to learn from you. You can also include subtle messages to build trust and rapport. So one of the things you can do in your videos is you can tell a story. Stories help get people connected to you. And it could be a story about yourself. It could be a story about a client. It could be a story about somebody else, you know, a celebrity, an athlete, or something like that. But stories are effective, and especially stories about your own experiences and your customers' experiences can be good. And then another characteristic of a good video is that it leads people to a next step in working with you. So it gives people the opportunity to be able to take action. And I think one of the best actions that you can have people take is to encourage them to go out and opt in for a free resource. That's a web page I call a lead capture page. And we just talked about lead capture pages recently in another module, go into detail on that. But you can create a video, and then you could encourage people to go get access to a free resource. So I'll give you an example. If I recorded a video on social media, I might say something like, so I would share a tip around social media, and then at the very end of the video I'd say, if you'd like to learn more about social media, I encourage you to download my free report on 10 ways to monetize social media. If you'd like to download it, just simply go to socialmediaoutcomes.com/10ways. That's socialmediaoutcomes.com/10ways. And then what I would do is, after I uploaded the video to YouTube, I would actually go into YouTube's video manager, because you can actually do some editing once you actually post your video online. One of the tools that YouTube makes available is to add an annotation. An annotation is kind of like a caption. It's a note that appears on screen. And so you can use that as an opportunity to add a website address. And that way you can say the website address, and then you can have a little note appear on screen where people see the website address as well. It just kind of reinforces your message. Now, what do you need to do in order to start a YouTube channel? Well, first of all, get a Google account. If you don't have a Google account, then I encourage you to set up one. If you have a Gmail account, then you have a Google account. If you look in the upper right-hand corner, once you're logged into Google, you'll see a little box. It's like a series of dots, kind of looks like a Rubik's Cube. You click on that that square, and it will bring down a list of options. And one of those options is for YouTube. You can click on that, and that will take you directly out to YouTube. Or if you're logged into Google, you can just open up a new tab or a new browser and then type in. Actually, you want to be in the same browser as you're using for when you're logged into Google, but open up a new tab and then type in YouTube, and that will bring up the site. And if you don't have a YouTube account, then look for the red button that says Create Account. Click on that, and that will take you through the process of creating your YouTube account. And that will link up and integrate your Google account and your YouTube accounts together. Then select a title for your channel, and YouTube lets you create multiple channels for each Google account that you have. I have two set up for mine, although I use one of them primarily where I have my videos, and that's the youtube.com/socialmediaoutcomes. And in fact, I'll share the link out so you can go and take a look at that as well. And by the way, let's give you an opportunity. If you have a YouTube account, I do encourage you to share it out on Facebook, in the Facebook group. So I'm going to add mine in here. Okay, I just shared the link. And so it's you can click on that. That will take you out to my YouTube account. And let me just do a quick check here. And I still don't see Gary on the call. All right, let me add a quick note here. Okay. Now, Robert Weiss said, business decision makers love online video because it gives them the most amount of information in the shortest amount of time. So that's kind of interesting that business decision makers are out there taking a look at videos. So what kind of videos are you? Who are you trying to reach? What audience are you trying to reach with your videos? And, what are you doing to get into action to create those videos? And, what topics are going to appeal to your audience, whether they're business decision makers and others? Now, let me talk to you for a moment about props. Because in your videos, one of the things that you can do which will help to create some more visual interest is to use a prop. What is a prop? Well, a prop is something that you would hold up and that you would show in the video. So you might want to think about, in fact, let me just give you a list of different items. You might want to jot these down in your notes, and they should also be in the notes that I emailed out to you. So here are 10 props that you can use. You can use an index card. You can use a book, a magazine, a Rubik's Cube. You can use your keys. You could use a light bulb, a kitchen timer. You could use a smartphone or another electronic device. You could use a vegetable or a piece of fruit. And you could use a microphone. Those are all examples of props. They could be things that you have around the house. They could be things that you find or purchase from a store. But I would recommend gathering together a box of different props and have those available. And then when you sit down and record a video, then take a look at your prop box and then think about what you could use in the video that would make sense. Now, is that an example an example here. So if you don't have anything else that you can use, use an index card. Take a marker, kind of a thick marker, and then just write a word on the index card. And then at some point in the video, just hold up the index card. And then you could mention the word, or you could just talk about the concept or whatever else it is. So you can make your own props as you need it. Books are great to use as props. If you you could do a book review and then hold up a book. Or you could talk about a concept or idea and then hold up a book as an example talking about a specific topic. So you could think of ways you can use that. And, you know, any other little things that you come across or find, just take a look around. Something that, you know, would be an immediately recognizable object that, like I'm looking at my desk right now and I have a staple remover. So a staple remover could be a prop. And so I could make an analogy in a video. I could talk about the obstacles that you have in your business and how you can remove those obstacles. And so I could use an example of the staple remover, and I say, just like you have a staple that's holding something together and you want to remove that so that now those items can be separated, you can use, you know, and I could, you know, make a sound with the staple remover and move it together. And I could use that as an analogy and talk about ways that you can remove obstacles in your business. So think about how you can use props as a metaphor in your videos. Now, once you have your YouTube channel set up, I do encourage you to upload your first video as quickly as possible. Some of you might have a YouTube channel with no videos. Maybe you set up that YouTube channel a couple months ago or a year ago, and you've never gotten a video up. Well, you know what? Why don't you set a goal of getting that video done in the next week? Or maybe it's been a couple months since you last put a video up. Why don't you set a goal of getting a video done in the next week? See, in order to get content created, in order to get things done in your business, sometimes you just need to set on a reasonable deadline. You just need to set a deadline to get things done and then move it forward. And then keep that goal in front of you. Maybe you take a post-it note and you write on it, record a video by Friday and upload to YouTube. And then you put that up on your mirror where it's going to be visible to you. And every time you look at that mirror, you see that note and you go, I got to create that video. And then you start thinking about it. And maybe you go out and you create a Word document. And you think about what topic you're going to talk about in that video. And you start outlining it, maybe script out part of it. And then you practice that video. And then you go record it. And then upload it to YouTube. And here's the thing. When you record that video, it's very possible that you're probably not going to do it perfectly the first time. It's a good idea to practice a couple times, even record it a couple times, and then take the best video and make use of it. And just because you keep doing it over and over doesn't mean you're going to get better each time. Sometimes the best time you did it is, would be the first time. So make sure you do record that, and then you can take that and make use of it. And even if you stumble over your words once or twice, that's okay. Go ahead and use it anyway. If you feel like you can do a better job, just try again and try to record it. If you can get a better version of it, great. Go ahead and share that. Now, let me talk for a moment about the process of getting people to subscribe to your channel. So what can you get? What can you do to get people to subscribe to your YouTube channel? And by the way, continue sharing your takeaways out in the Facebook group. Let me pop out there real quick. I'm going to start reading some of those in a moment. All right, looks like we're up to 29 comments. Great job. And it looks like Roy has been sharing the majority of those. I do see Lenan shared out on the page. Great job, Lenan. And I know we've got some other folks on the call, so I'm just going to add a quick note in here to encourage other folks to join. Samantha's on the line. Hi, Samantha. Please join us here. And then also Ellen is on the line. Hi, Ellen. Join us here. All right, perfect. So feel free to share your takeaways there. I'll come out and read those a little bit later. So when it comes to getting subscribers, part of what you have to do is you have to encourage people to subscribe. So periodically you want to go out and post a message on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn and encourage people to go out and subscribe to your YouTube channel. You might also want to include it in your email messages. You could even add it into your email signature. So in your email signature, you could say, subscribe to my YouTube channel, click here, and then have a link out to your YouTube channel. Sometimes you just have to encourage people to take that action. You have to tell them what to do. You have to make it easy for them to accomplish. Now, some people might subscribe to your channel just from going out and watching a video. They may go out and watch a video, and then YouTube gives them a little button. In fact, let me just pull it up real quick on my screen so I can see it. Let's see. All right, I'm pulling it up. Yeah, there's a button right there where it says subscribe, and you can click, and then you could subscribe to that channel, and then that gives you an opportunity to watch that or come back and see other videos in the future. So you want to build your subscriber base. You want to add more people as time goes on. Now, by the way, one other thing I'll mention is that because YouTube is owned by Google, that's the reason why Google requires you to have a Google account in order to have a YouTube account these days. They did purchase YouTube many years back, and so they want you to be able to tie in and integrate the whole thing. And they also have linked Google Plus in with YouTube as well. And so you can add a link to your Google Plus profile on your YouTube page, and your YouTube videos will also automatically come over and appear on your Google Plus profile. So you can link those together as well. So there's a lot of integration that happens through Google and Google Plus and YouTube once you get going and get some videos shared out there. And of course you can just click and share your videos out in your on your Google Plus profile as well. Now let me talk for a moment about the process of selecting a topic for a video, and then I'll pop out to the Facebook page and read some of the comments out there. So I encourage you to get started by coming up with a list of topics. You might try starting off with 5 to 10 topics. And just write down, you know, what are some of the things that you could talk about. A great way to get started is to pick how-to topics. So the example that I shared earlier was a video recorded yesterday on how to create a blogging editorial calendar. So that's a very specific how-to. So people are searching for how to do things. And in some cases, they want to see live demonstrations, like they might want to see somebody cooking a recipe, so they're looking for, you know, a food recipe, or they're looking for somebody building something. So in your videos, you could actually do a live demonstration, or you could just talk about a specific topic. Now, once you have a list of topics, go through and prioritize it. Which are the topics that you think people might be interested in first? Then go ahead and prioritize and select a video to start with. And then go through the process. And remember, you can have a topic on it, like the topic for mine you know, might have been blogging. And then I came up with a specific title. It's like, well, I could talk about a lot of things related to blogging, but why don't I talk about how to create a blogging editorial calendar, how to schedule out your blog posts over time so that you know what you want to create and when to create it. Then create an outline for your video, and then create a script. And you don't necessarily have to script out the entire video. You might find it beneficial to write it out and then practice it so that you are, you know, that you're sure about what you want to share. But you don't have to go through the process of scripting it. And it depends on how comfortable you are in sharing ideas. If you're a public speaker, if you're already doing a lot of public speaking and talking to people or hosting teleseminars and webinars, then you might be very comfortable talking about topics. If you're not a speaker, then but maybe you're comfortable going out to networking events and talking to people, then it could be you're comfortable sharing certain ideas. But the more detailed you write it out in practice, typically the better result that you're going to get. Katie Freeling said, "Video marketing is without a doubt one of the biggest reasons I've been able to create a multiple six-figure business online." That's a pretty powerful idea, a pretty powerful concept. And so you want to think about, what role does video marketing play in your business? What can you accomplish with videos? Can you use videos to generate leads? Could you use a video to sell a product or a service or a program? Could you use a video in affiliate marketing? Amy Porterfield said, social media sites and video go hand in hand, and most sites encourage video posting and sharing. The viral video opportunities are endless when you use the right strategies to create and post your videos online. I like that. The viral video opportunities are endless. So think about what strategies you want to implement with your videos. All right, let me pop out to the Facebook page and read some of the comments out there. Okay, we're up to 34 comments. All right, Lynn N. says, glad to be here. Roy said, hi, Rick, trying to call in and not having luck so far. So Roy said, got on after six times. So Roy was having problems too. You got to be persistent. He says, today's topic, online video. Special guest will share some tips later on tonight's call. That was Susan that came on, Susan Schlieff. He said, video helps build trust or rapport. And Roy shares, video lets you reach multiple people at once. Absolutely. He said, screenshots can be useful for reference. Yeah. You know, sometimes you just have a picture and or something that you see online. It's like, oh, this would be useful. I should take a screenshot of this. And your computer might have an easy way to do a screenshot. If you don't, you might be able to use the print screen button, and then you might be able to paste that into a document, like into a Word document. So learn how to do screenshots on your computer. And if you don't have that, there are also other tools that you can buy. In fact, there's a great tool that you can also use to create videos that's called Snagit. Snagit, it's about $50. It's not too expensive. I mean, some video marketing tools or video tools cost upwards of several hundred dollars. But $300 is pretty reasonable. It allows you to do both screenshots and also record videos of you doing things on your computer. So you can do a live demonstration. You can record that as a tutorial video, and then you can upload it directly to YouTube. So Snagit is produced by a company called TechSmith. TechSmith also sells a program called Camtasia. That program does cost several hundred dollars. It's used by a lot of companies to produce videos. But you don't need Camtasia. You can get by with Snagit. There's also a free version of the product. It's called Jing. Jing is a much smaller, simplified version, and Jing allows you to create short 5-minute videos, up to 5 minutes. And you can take those videos and you can publish them online. They have a service called Screencast where you can upload a video and then you could share that link for people to click and then they can go out to Screencast and watch a video. That can be a great tool to use too. Roy said, Rick's on the YouTube charts. Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty surprised that the video trended that quickly. And again, you always have to think when you're looking at keywords, you have to think about how likely people are to be searching on those specific keywords. So if you optimize your video based on a certain keyword phrase, then it's much more likely that people will be able to find that. So if you use it in the title of the video, if you use it as a tag, that increases likelihood people are going to be able to find that video. So it just shows you how easy the process is. And really, you know, think about it this way. If you recorded one video per week and did that for a whole year, you'd have 52 videos. That's a lot of content to have online. Roy said, videos can be used for purposes beyond websites and YouTube. Susan gives examples of creating a 1-minute holiday greeting or sending a video link in an email. Roy said, a Google Hangout is another way to use video. And also says you can use a webcam to shoot video. Roy said, videos you post on YouTube can be reposted elsewhere. Yeah, absolutely. YouTube makes it super simple to share your videos. If you go out to a YouTube video and scroll down under it, you'll see that there's a button there where it says share. And in fact, it has kind of the universal online symbol for sharing, which is it's kind of like a sideways triangle. And it has a dot at each point in the triangle. And you'll usually see the word share next to it. But if you click on that button, then it will bring up a list of all sorts of different options there. There's Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and other different sites where you can share that out to. And then it also gives you a link, and you can copy that link and just paste it elsewhere online. Lynn says, I love video. You're right, Rick. It's a great way to connect with folks. Here's a PR campaign that I produced as a case study. And so you can click on that video and go out there and take a look at it. I'm just letting it play here for a moment. And it looks like she's got like an initial screenshot that comes up. There's a picture of her, and then she's kind of jumping from one image to the next, kind of bringing it up. So I'm not listening. I'm just seeing pictures, but looks great. And it looks like she's spotlighting some of her clients in the video as well. So great job. And it just goes to show you how many different options there are for creating video. In fact, she's got some nice little options where she has kind of images expanding on the screen or scrolling. So there's all sorts of techniques that you can use in videos. And, you know, really the sky's the limit. But I recommend starting off small and then expanding out from there. Lynn says, we've been studying our script so that we can be one-take wonders and even doing a second or third video this Sunday with our weight loss business. And she includes a link there for her weight loss business. So thanks for sharing that, Lynn. Roy says, videos can include material previewing parts of your sales message, such as stories to build trust and rapport. We're almost at the top of the hour, and I wanted to wrap up here in just a moment. For those of you who wanted to jump on to the holiday video hangout with Susan, and she posted the link again in the window there. You can click that and go register and join in directly to her hangout. And by the way, when you join a Google Hangout, it's always a good idea first to log into your Google account where you have your Google Plus account, because Google Plus is going to be tied into a specific Google account. So open that Google account and then go to Google Plus, and then go ahead and launch the Holiday Hangout. And that, because oftentimes there are some sharing options to where you can interact with the other audience that's on the Hangout. So make sure that you're always logged into Google Plus and then go launch the video. Couple final notes here. Royce says, YouTube's Video Manager lets you edit videos you have uploaded. Yep, you can do some simple edits in there, like adding an annotation. Royce said you can use props to make your videos more visually interesting and unique. And he says use outlines and scripts to structure your videos. Royce said get started in video by coming up with a list of topics to discuss. And he says how-to topics are good. All right. Perfect. Well, that's going to wrap up the call for today. I want to thank you for joining me. Sorry about the technical difficulties at the beginning of the call. Again, if you ever have a problem with that, just keep trying to call in. If it becomes an issue over time, we can always switch services. I typically haven't had problems like that in the past, but you know, it happens at times. So thanks for joining me on the call today. Hopefully you got a lot of great information. I look forward to connecting with you on next week's call. Have a great week, and God bless.